Hey, everybody, and thank you for listening to the 42nd episode of the Buffering Podcast. Happy Friday the 13th, everybody. My name is Dan Whalen, and I'm coming to you from the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Before we get the episode started with Emily Dice and Andrew Nelson, wanted to take care of the plugs straight away. So here we go. You can find the podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. Photos, bonus tracks, fun stuff. Check it out. You can find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for the names of any of our guests, past or present. You can also find the podcast on Twitter by going to @BufferPodcast and checking out our feed. Lots of great information there. You can also find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio, or if you're nearby, check in on Foursquare. We're here for you there, too. So Adam and I had a great time this week talking with Emily Dice and Andrew Nelson. Had both of them on the show before, had them on together before. We've actually hung out together since meeting, having seen comedy shows together. It's been a blast, so it's great to have them on again, and we have a great discussion about streaming media versus new media, and all this great stuff, so make sure to listen. Make sure to check out the bonus tracks, like I said, are on bufferingpodcast.com. But let's get into the episode.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Welcome to the Buffering Podcast. This is
Psych.
I tried.
But you know, we could work with that as the messy post taped intro, as okay. Convoluted as that was. Because realistically, we can just get started at this point and have fun and get more into the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Since realistically, what we need to do is thank you both for being on the show, Andrew and Emily. Because you are our first non intentional duplicate episode.
Yeah, we are.
Hey.
I feel kind of dumb because I was going to look up to see when both of you were on last.
We did it, we were together too, so.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
that's consecutive.
That's what I mean. I was wondering when that was so that I could speak to it better. And I hadn't. I mean, do you remember how the, like, May?
It's like we never left.
Oh no. It's been a while.
Difficult to say.
And I don't have the lookup on here. So everyone will just have to go on to our website and figure it out themselves because, yeah, that works. But realistically, what I was going to say before everything else was it's kind of a slow news week. And I know I've just jinxed the show by saying that, which something will happen on Wednesday or Thursday. But I do have a reasonable discussion topic that can at least, you know, do some damage.
Yes.
Which is this. We've been harping on how any sort of streaming media is fantastic. But I was wondering if there was some sort of negative side, and the only negative side I could think of was working with streaming media, known media, versus exposure to new media. So, based on your use of Netflix, or even if, or Hulu, or Amazon Prime, does that hinder how much live TV you watch, or how many times you go, it seems like you're going to the movie theater,
mm-hmm.
or... Same thing for music, because like if you're listening to what's out there,
Spotify,
or like what I do and just stream my music library wherever I am. You know, I'm less apt to listen to the radio or iHeartRadio or Pandora, just because I can listen to what I want to listen to. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering if anyone is feeling the new pinch that I am.
What do you think, guests?
I recently heard someone refer to Reddit as the front page of the internet, and I kind of was like, yeah, you know, that's kind of true, because if you think about it, like you think of all the things that have been on there that just kind of blow up or have such an impact, and way more impact than that episode of CSI whatever than so there's kind of that.
What?
CSI whatever? Oh, you don't watch that show?
No,
CSI
no.
Miami.
No, it's just CSI whatever. It's really good. You should watch it. But I'd say if I had to say the negative side, it's just like it gets really diluted.
Well, no, I mean for you personally, in terms of the entertainment that you take in from a streaming basis.
Oh, yeah. Mm. On that front. Yeah, no, I think it's two different scenarios. Like it's not that I don't watch TV or Netflix. That's when I'm on streaming media, For me, I'm usually in bed and I'm like about to go to sleep, and I'm just like, this will, you know, entertain me until I'm tired. So, I mean, it's a very weird distinction to make between, like, when, because I think for like Netflix and stuff, you want to be able to watch it, just like sit back and watch it. Whereas streaming media is more like, oh, you can do that anywhere. It's not going to take up a whole lot of your time. You don't have to be that committed to it. And I think that's the main distinction I see.
So you still see the divide.
Where, oh, absolutely.
Sure, there's access to streaming, but I'm definitely going to go to the movie theaters to see the new Madagascar. I don't know.
Well, I just saw Moonrise Kingdom. If you want to,
how was
something.
That?
Oh, good. Really good.
Wes Anderson, you know,
probably
scale
towards the top. I'd say right up there with Life Aquatic.
Okay,
honestly, like one of the best Bill Murray roles. The child actors he found the best child actors I've ever seen. I really couldn't believe it. You know, you see so many terrible child actors. These actors were children being children, and I think Wes Anderson just nailed it. So. I recommend it. That's my movie recommendation.
What movie is it?
Moonrise Kingdom. Jinx. Give me a beer.
I just did.
Yeah, it's true.
You know the movies that all look like seventh grade dioramas?
So like the Royal Tenenbaums and all that.
All that, yep. Wes Anderson.
Okay.
Yep. He had a new movie come
out.
He had a new movie come out relatively recently where it was a limited release to start, but I believe it's full blown at this point. Yep. Where it's that cavalcade of people that he uses as standards, like Bill Murray.
Angelica Houston.
Yes.
Okay.
That mess. Though, was she?
She was not.
She did not make the cut this time around.
Neither did Owen Wilson, if you were all the Owen Wilson fans out there. Sorry. Oh.
But
I used to do this bit with my friends where, like, I'd call up my friend and be like, and if I had to leave a message, I'd do, like, hey, Wes, this is Owen Wilson. I was just calling. You left me out of your movie, Moonrise Kingdom. I don't know what the deal was. Did we have a fight or something? I'm not...
that's pretty good.
That's a bit I try to do.
Funny.
But Emily, what about you? I mean, I know that you've been binging on Doctor Who with your mom. And, the two of you usually hang out and watch something together. So has that had an impact, like, chip into the standard?
I mean, I'll say my mom and I used to go to the movie theater a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost like a film a week, kind of.
Fairly frequently. Mm-hmm.
Very frequently. And I think this summer we've been to a total of maybe two films. So that has really cut into it. There are a ton of films that we both want to see, but we would rather actually stay in and watch Doctor Who.
Because it's that level of convenience where...
Well,
like,
I mean, it's that level of convenience, and also I'm already paying for Netflix.
Mm.
So, hey, I should get my money's worth. And let me tell you, for as much Doctor Who as I've been watching, I have gotten my money's worth.
Yeah.
For, like, a year.
And, you know, either way you look at it, new is new. Like, if you go out to the theaters, it's just the same as... say, watching something you've never seen. And on top of it, it's probably more acclaimed than it would be than a new movie.
I mean, and it's not to say that... I mean, I really do enjoy going to the theater. However, the last, believe it or not, two times that I've been in the theater, besides the time with you, Dan, we were just in a theater with complete assholes. And, I mean, really... I can't stand that. It absolutely drives me insane when people are disrespectful and rude and shouting things out during movies. Now, I know that I sometimes mutter during films, and I can be a bit like, eh.
Yeah, what? Yeah, yeah.
But it's not as if I'm actually shouting things at the screen or talking loudly to the people next to me about, oh my God, your shirt's so cute. Where'd you get it? During the middle of the film, and I want to fucking hurt them.
The living room atmosphere in an actual theater.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ugh.
You have more control at home, where, like, when I went and saw Moonrise Kingdom, remember when we talked about that?
Yeah, I remember those times.
Yeah, yeah.
Good times.
And what was so funny was AMC was doing this new system where they had everything digital. So we got into the theater, all the lights were off, they weren't showing any previews or trailers or anything, and it was just dark, no one up in the projection room. And then on top of it, it was 5 minutes late. So like we're sitting there like, shouldn't it start by now? So then I had to go run and get someone. And they're like, yeah, we're sorry, we just switched over to a digital system. And I'm like, you know, you should just be grateful I'm still coming out to movies, because there's a other thing.
I mean, with the price gouging and all that stuff, it's maddening to go at this point, knowing that you're going to pay something around $10 to $12. Where I know that on the coast, what they're paying like $17.
I think that's just absolutely ridiculous. Yep. I know, like, the reason why we started going to AMC is because they used to have their $5 weekday escape, where it was Monday through Thursday, $5, no matter what time you went.
Yeah,
and we loved that. I mean, we would go to movies, I mean, maybe even twice a week just because of that. And, you know, with the way that it is now, I mean, if we don't go to a movie before 3 o'clock, you know, we're going to pay $7 to $10. And I'm just like, no.
I paid $5 when I went. And that was cool. That was good. We saw Brave for $5, and then we saw Moonrise for $5 too. So that was good.
And I did like Brave. Dan and I went to go see Brave when we were up in Brainerd, actually at a very nicely brand new remodeled theater.
It was a man. Yeah.
I mean, and just gorgeous theater, but it was the same thing as what you're saying. Like there was nothing rolling on the screen. When we got in there, I mean, the lights were on, but, I mean, there was nothing going on. And we just sat there thinking, is this...
Yeah.
This is awkward.
This is
we have to talk now.
This is different.
It's kind of a good thing, but also it's just like...
You expect it at this point.
Yeah. You know, maybe I like the movie trivia sometimes.
Because I remember at one point in time, Adam and I had gone to the dock in Excelsior, and... There was an advertisement. It was back in the days where it was just slides that were rotating. And it was for like a home decorating, home interior.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. And at one point in time, we decided to script our own movie that was going on in that scene itself. But obviously, it couldn't actually fit with what was going on. So it was either a spy movie or war. Because I remember there was a bomb in the vent.
Yep.
It was the poignant part of that movie. I think we had suspected that somebody had placed one in there.
Right.
But
that was it, yeah.
But it was just fun just to even have that cycle through, because you can have some fun with it even if it's something boring, but if there's nothing there, there's nothing to work with.
And the towels didn't match.
The towels did not match. I remember that. Oh, the dog.
Is that the one that you used to work at?
Yes, actually.
Where we went to go see Transformers 2 or 3, I think.
Three screens.
I love the upstairs.
I think you might have seen Transformers 2, because the first Transformers wasn't out yet when I was...
No, she said 2 or 3.
It was already out there.
It was like...
But it was 2.
It was 2.
Because
I
was out of there
before
Transformers 3 came out. So, but yeah. Yeah, Transformers 2 was awful.
It was... God.
Still haven't seen it.
It was like, it was a mind fuck.
Yep.
Like, it was just graphics. And the whole time, I'm just going, my brain cannot process things this quickly. I'm sorry.
It was Michael Bay just
being Michael
vomiting,
Bay.
Vomiting explosions and rendered robots.
It was just vomiting a budget onto the screen.
No,
and Shia LaBeouf's mother, the woman who played his mother in that film, I'm sorry. Mm. His parents were, I mean, not to say that this movie is believable to begin with, but just the fact that, like, they're so bad.
Annoying.
It's just so awful.
I can picture the dad, at least recollections from the first one, and he's one of those people where it's just that face that you recognize.
He's a that guy. Actor.
He's a that guy. Yeah. But I can't think of the mom at this point, because I don't think she had made it to that level.
All I know is that she was just like, I sewed your name inside your underwear, and oh, I'm going to eat some brownies, and oh, I'm high now.
Oh, it's one of those unbelievable suburban stereotypes.
Yeah. Awful. Just fucking awful. Oh.
I take offense to such terrible...
I take a gate to that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Let's get a yard set.
Not everyone from the suburbs is like that.
Hey, man, I'm from Shakopee.
Hey, yo.
I take a picket
Southwest.
Southwest.
I take a picket. But yeah, so wait, you worked at the dock. I did not know that.
Yes.
Now, when the Transformer movies, because the Transformer movies have a very distinct feature about them, which is if you're walking by the door to the theater, you get a lot of what's going on. I remember I was at Chan, and I was just getting a drink of water, and I remember walking by the theater, and all I hear is... And I'm just like, oh, man.
Transformers the radio
Somebody's
show.
Somebody's getting annihilated.
This is not going to be my movie.
Yeah, no. I just remember, because I think I had to work for the midnight showing. I just remember when, because the first time I saw it was for the midnight showing. We didn't do an employee screening for that because everyone was very
indifferent.
Off.
Yeah. Excelsior also has
but
this.
But I just remember being so angry, even though I was getting paid to watch that movie, just so angry at what I was seeing or what I had just been forced to watch.
But you know what would be really fun
you
to do?
You watched it with me.
Because it was crap.
I remember.
Right? Yes.
That was, yeah, I think you guys might have been there.
No, it was just me. It was me and you.
Were you there?
Yeah, it was just me and you. I remember this very clearly.
I remember cleaning up afterward.
I just remember feeling like I couldn't drive home after that movie because I was like shaking.
Sensory overload.
I was like shaking.
Though I was thinking one way to improve that would be kind of along the lines of Spasm. Mystery Science Theater 3000, but instead of just commenting on it, just doing a live Foley track for it.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Because just making like comical noises to, you know, fit in over the actual explosions. If you could like keep extract the dialogue and the music and keep that intact, but just take out the effects and just Foley it, that would be fun.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be sweet.
But I mean, like, after a while, you need to have people sub in. It's like, I can't do anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you could also... You could also use instruments and stuff like that, like spoons together for, like, gunshots.
But I feel like you'd have to have almost like it'd be fun to make that into a game where it's like Chopped, where everyone gets a basket of the same stuff and somebody has to Foley the scene the best.
Oh.
I would watch that competition just to see like the 2 minute results from each one.
Get the guy from Prey Home Companion on there.
Garrison Keillor?
Yeah, no, the guy who does the Foley work. Guy. I forget his name.
Oh, sorry.
Well, there was a guy who passed away who did the Foley work for the longest time.
Yeah.
Where we did a tribute to him on the show doing favorite sound effects.
It's funny, we're all such big fans, and yet I can't remember his name.
It's because he had a nickname that was more common than knowing his actual name, and I can't remember it either. And so I'm trying to cheat, but it's not working. By the way, I went back and looked it up. Last time both of you were on was episode 31, which was in April.
That's so.
Makes sense.
Wowie.
But we're on 42, so I mean you're...
Oh my god, it's July!
It means that next time you'll be on 53, and you'll just kind of keep stacking up a little bit. It's not quite Fibonacci, but sounds mathy.
Something like that. Yeah, but...
Man, I just think that idea, that would be such an idea for like a faux movie, you know, like Black Dynamite, they just made fun of the...
Is it a blaxploitation?
Blaxploitation films. Man, that'd be just so great if someone legitimately came up with like, let's just try to make the worst movie we possibly can. Because you know, like the Lagoon still does
like
screening.
Like Scary Movie 3?
Yeah. Well, not so much satire.
Snakes on a Plane.
But you know, the Lagoon still does showings of The Room.
I have... intentionally avoided that because it's horrible to the point of being campy and cult hit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crappy.
It's such a terrible movie that it's gotten like a cult following.
It's
really.
It's kind of like, in many ways, it's like Rocky Horror Picture Show, where there are things that people do that go along with the movie, and every time they do something a little bit different or somebody adds something new, and that makes it really funny. And there's another scene where there's a part where you throw spoons at the screen and like there's a shot of the Golden Gate Bridge. I think this was a relatively new one where it pans across and you go, 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 while it's panning. And then when it gets to the other side, you go, yeah. And then there's one pan And they do this shot repeatedly, but then there's one pan where it doesn't quite get all the way in, so everyone's like, "Aww." So it's stuff like that.
What is the room about? I've never even heard
it's
of this.
It's the bottom room.
You have heard about it because Molly has invited us to go to.
You're
to
tearing
it.
Me apart, Lisa.
Oh my god!
But it's ooh apple spill. But. It's one of those
it's
things.
All right.
Where
it's all over my knee, not your floor. So,
yay knee!
Good thing you're absorbent.
The great absorber,
Adam.
That's some. Rough
or more
cut.
Specifically, Adam's knee. Mm. Adam's knee. I can absorb anything.
And all of a sudden, it got maniacal, even though it was helpful at first. I don't know why.
Sorry, it wasn't meant to be maniacal.
Mm. But it's one of those things where they usually have the midnight showing, or they have like a late showing of it. But right now, the
their
Uptown Theater
renovation,
is
they?
Yeah, they're fixing it up a bit.
I thought so. I was gonna say, do either of you see the break between streaming media and what we were talking about with movies? And
I think it boils down to just kind of what you were talking about, Andrew, how it's just a matter of convenience. I mean, so many people, and Emily, obviously you were talking about it too, so many people are just content to stay in and watch something new on Netflix, new to them, and I think that definitely has taken a big chunk out of
movie sales.
Yeah, movie sales, people going to movies, just because... At least from my perspective, I mean, there are movies that I'd like to go see, but I.
But once they come around, it's just really. Kind of like a, oh, I'll get to that eventually,
oh,
and it never
that's
comes.
That's how I am right now. I'm like that way with Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
I'm noticing.
Oh, Spider-Man! I want to see it, but I'm just like I don't know.
They're coming.
But there are exceptions to that, which is interesting. Like. The Dark Knight Rises.
I really want to see that.
My head is exploding waiting for that movie.
When the Avengers came out, I was super psyched about that. That was one that I couldn't
wait
for.
We were on that, like, white on rice.
Yeah, we were.
But
more like wild on rice.
Yeah, wild on rice. There you go.
Yeah.
Not bringing, you know, races into this.
No, it's totally about Minnesota pride.
Oh, so. Yeah. Wild rice forever.
That's right.
Fucking Nebraska.
That's wild our state rice. That's our state rice.
That is our state rice.
I had to throw it out there. Fucking Nebraska.
State rice.
It's either
rice.
Our state rice or our state grain. I don't remember.
It's something.
I don't know.
It's our state
soup.
Pride.
State soup.
It's our state soup. Mm. That's right. But yeah, but yes. I mean, it's but also, I mean, a definite drawback of that is well, there are many choices on Netflix and Hulu and Pandora of things to listen to and just like iTunes and everything. It's
you sometimes feel like you're settling?
No. There is a filter there. Like there are so many ways that you could be finding new media that doesn't fall under the Netflix umbrella, you know?
Yep.
There are other things out there, but you're getting there's just this filter in between there that, you know, you're only really watching what Netflix has to offer.
It's true.
And what was that?
I was rubbing my beard really close to the mic, and Andrew heard it, and so he mimicked me. He's like, "Hey, I can do that too," and I didn't real because I have a problem playing with my soul patch.
You
we're doing,
do.
We're doing mustache.
I do it so much.
It's
and
adorable.
I didn't realize that it picked up as close as it does.
I can't grow a soul patch.
I thought it was funny.
No, you cannot.
It's
mustache
I love
you.
Falling.
Give it 20 years.
Yeah, I know. That's what I keep saying.
but anyway, you're right.
Yeah, it's definitely a matter of convenience, and there's that control that Netflix and Hulu and others have over what's out there for people to watch on that convenience level. And I think that can be dangerous because there is a lot of stuff out there that if you dig a little bit deeper, there are just gems out there waiting to be discovered.
Like how they released Battle Royale.
And movies are being released that are amazing movies that are not doing nearly as well as they should be doing.
It's true.
I think the distribution
not getting the attention that they deserve.
the distribution companies are kind of noticing that, you know, people have a lot more options. So they're putting out DVDs a lot sooner than they used to. Have
it's
you,
true.
Have you
they
noticed
are.
That?
Yes, yeah. I have noticed
but
that.
But at the same time, there's that battle with a lot of distributors where movies will come out to certain services so much later than even standard release. Like
that's
Redbox
true.
Gets, was it? It's either Warner Brothers or Universal. They spit stuff out like a bit later than the actual DVD release itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed John Carter came out in the spring sometime.
Yep.
I don't know. It was the big Disney flop.
Yeah, big wah, Disney wah. Flop.
But I already saw it on like the end of the aisle by the checkout line.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
On the bottom shelf at Target.
No, I mean, like, and I remember, like, being a kid and waiting for a movie to come out. And, I mean, it felt like it
felt
took
like a year.
Yeah, a year, at least a year. And now,
back on VHS.
What was it? I mean, you could.
You could pre-order stuff on iTunes to the point where it'll be on your computer before people have a physical copy in their hand.
Yeah.
Like, I remember in college, waited patiently outside of a Walmart at midnight. Well, not outside. I actually wandered in because it was still open. But I waited patiently for midnight for Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind to be released on DVD.
Good movie.
Just to grab it. And I think that was the last thing I was that excited for a release for where I had to go somewhere to get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember having to go somewhere to get something, but I don't really want to bring it up because it's kind of embarrassing. Yay!
Well, you got
Twilight?
Totally went and stood in line forever at Barnes & Noble to get the last book.
Oh, well.
Well, that's a book.
Books are okay.
Mm-hmm. But you said the last time that you stood in line for anything.
Well, that's because the internet's been so convenient.
The last time that I went and stood in line for a movie, I think, was the 6th Harry Potter film.
Release of or
midnight release.
I'm talking,
you're talking about
like
in
physical
the store.
Physical.
Oh,
Walmart.
No, book. That was it.
You know, as far as on a completely different tangent now, I'm just thinking about
just to turn it,
turn around about Walmart because you know we're a Target friendly.
Oh yeah,
hey, Target's great. Come on,
Minnesota Pride.
Minnesota Pride, and right? What both of us have worked at Target. You guys shop
Target.
At Target?
Mm-hmm. I got friends who work at Target. Hey, Target.
I'm one
hey,
of them.
Target.
Loving you. Loving you so much.
I might get trade up for a freight management job at Goodwill, but that's no one's business but mine. And my point was actually
and the world.
And the world, yes. Now that you mentioned it.
Really, seriously guys, recommend me for that job. I want it. You know I should work at a thrift store. Come on. Look in your heart.
Look in your heart, Goodwill. Look in your heart.
Goodwill.
Show me some Goodwill, huh?
You right? I'm not getting none of it. Anyway, so something that I think is really cool is Netflix started producing. Have we talked about this yet?
Well, we've talked about it on a different...
It's like how AMC produces.
Yeah, yeah.
They do Mad Men, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well
yep,
they're a network.
They're a TV network that's been dropped by a number of people.
Yeah.
Get
AMC
this,
which
is
ridiculous.
A TV network?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought that they were a theater company.
No. They are TV.
You don't get
through and through.
You don't get AMC out in Shakopee?
I think it's probably dropped from
you're thinking of the movie theater people, AMC, versus the people, AMC, the network.
Oh, wait. There AMC, was that the one that used to screen all the movies on it? And it was, like, right next to Turner Classic?
Yeah, it's right.
American Movie Channel. Guess what that stands for. Anyway, so,
we've definitely touched
things.
Upon it.
Two different things. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let's make that distinction, first and foremost.
Not AMC, but AMC.
Yeah. It's like... Billy Crystal. And Billy Crystal starring in whatever. But yeah, they're producing and
what?
When you think about you know, no, I should have said Adam Sandler and Adam Sandler in Jack and Jill. But you know, that's what I meant. But I'm on a tangent of a tangent, so I'm gonna walk back and I'm gonna say if you think about it, Netflix has the most, you know, they have the data. They're seeing oh, well, these half-an-hour shows are more popular than, say, the episodes of Downton Abbey. So they can say...
No, Downton Abbey is way more popular.
Okay, that's a bad example, but you understand that an hour episode of something is getting less playtime than something that's just half an hour long.
Right.
Because mm-hmm, you can just sit there mm-hmm, and whip through, you know, how many.
Like how you can watch how
So I when they produced the Lilyhammer, I don't know if you've seen that one yet.
Watch an episode as part of a mic check.
I did see that they were producing Lilyhammer.
Yeah.
It's already out.
Yo, it's great. You guys should get into it. If you have any Scandinavian blood, you'll like it.
I know
it.
That you...
We screened a bit of it before you showed up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you were very skeptical about it.
It was too and bad.
Rightfully
for the first episode.
So. I think rightfully so. But it I think it pays off. But what it's showing is there's because the episodes are 45 minutes long. Now mm-hmm. you wouldn't see that coming out of someone like say AMC or anything because it's either an hour or half an hour.
Right.
45 minutes is the perfect length.
Well, but 45 minutes, that's a standard hour-long TV show
with commercials. Yeah, that's true.
TV time. Yeah.
Yep, that's true.
But jumping back before we get further on this because I know we're going to get lost from it, is Dish is offering their customers Roku boxes based on the fact that AMC was dropped from their lineup.
Hell yeah.
And you have a Roku box.
Interesting. That's the best.
From work.
Roku is... I gotta say, I like what they're doing. Like, all the royalty-free stuff they can do, and, like, man, that stuff's good.
But I've had like horrible experiences with Amazon Prime trying to access it through there, because I will get, like, 2 minutes into a movie or less, and it will give me a, nope, not gonna work today. Mm-hmm. Sorry, call us if you want to stay on the phone for a while.
Has it ever worked?
No.
Ugh.
I'm raising my hand for the kids at home. What is Roku?
See that thing that...
Yeah, I see your box.
Yeah, yeah. It's like an
is
Apple
that
TV.
All it is?
It's like an Apple TV without dedication to one brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get access to Netflix and Pandora and Hulu Plus and Amazon Prime and a bunch of streaming stuff.
Yep, that's what I'm familiar with. Is they have like all these.
That's sweet.
Classes.
It is if it worked well.
My friend has one that works well, and I will say, like, I'd say it's definitely, like, the third tier of the in-home streaming television device.
I'd say almost fourth tier, because I think of it as Apple TV,
mm-hmm.
Google TV,
mm-hmm.
Roku, and then any internet-enabled Blu-ray player.
Sure. Sure.
Laughing at...
You said it was fourth tier. And
four.
Then
yeah, four.
Well, you put Roku third, though.
Out of four, I was talking.
Okay.
Sorry, well. I was saying three out of four.
I'm just saying we're recording this right now, so...
No, I understand. there was logic behind my craziness.
Anyway, so yeah. I mean, but you heard that... and this is something I'm really excited for, is Netflix got the contract for the Arrested Development pre-series.
And they've just started writing, or at least mm-hmm. Ron Howard has shown a picture of the writer's room
yes.
with tons of note cards surrounding it.
Yeah, and I think if you watch Lilyhammer, like, they know what they're doing. I think there's no question that it's going to be... They're not going to mess it up as far as distribution goes, because I think a lot of people already have Netflix. A lot of people, and, you know, all the episodes of Arrested Development are on Netflix. So I think it's a really good pairing, I think.
And Arrested Development has just become such a cult classic kind of thing, especially with our generation, where nobody watched it while it was on the air, but like a year later, everyone's like, "Oh, why did they cancel this show?"
And tried to make
so
it very, very Family Guy-esque, where they were hoping to bring it back, and they're bringing it back in some incarnation.
Yeah,
but you know what it is? It's a perfect time for a commercial break.
Indeed, and. Just wanted to remind you all that you can hear Buffering while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more from your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available to you, no syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
So let me get this straight.
True.
Let me get this straight.
That's true.
If I'm in my car, say.
Yes.
And I want to listen to the Buffering podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I can just have this app on my phone.
Yeah.
If it's Android or iOS compliant.
You don't say.
I do.
We do
you,
say
you can get a number of other podcasts as well. Like I listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me on there.
To listen You're to kidding. After you've listened
and
to
And Nerdist
Buffering.
Is available
yes,
on
of course.
There.
This sounds like something that a lot of people would be interested in.
This Much is, like Coca-Cola.
This is both relevant and timely to my interests.
Yes.
And witchcraft.
I might just have to download the app today.
Man.
I did.
But it is the perfect time to play Movie Bluff now that we've broken up the episode with our mid-commercial, which I like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're really too. into the flow of things, and it doesn't...
Yeah.
Mm. It's a good transition into Movie Buff.
Very nice. I like it.
It doesn't feel like a bump. It's just
Keep
like
it.
A little commercial break. And it's not too long. You know how commercial breaks get a little too long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But. Oh, man.
And so for the beginning of this Movie Bluff, I have kind of a reach, but I think it stands where recently a couple people have passed away. Ernest Borgnine, for one, which is really unfortunate.
Yep.
And I definitely posted the... his line from Basketball about Hula Hoops and Dan Fogelberg.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love it. I think that's one of my favorite quotes, just of old society looking at new society, and the best I can come up with is Dan Fogelberg. But somebody else who passed away was Andy Griffith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Andy.
And so my reach to start this Movie Bluff is, I don't have an Andy Griffith movie to start with, but I mean, Ron Howard was on the show.
Sure, Don Knotts.
And so I was thinking I could start with Apollo 13 since Ron Howard was a part of that movie.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, that's Emily, I'm going to say Apollo 13 cast to you.
That was very generous of you. Oh, man.
We softball the first one.
Yeah.
I do. I'm trying to think of actors other than the obvious who were in that. I only saw Apollo 13 once, and I remember that film just making me feel sick to my stomach.
It's interesting you mention that, because the day that I went to see it was for my friend's birthday, and at first I decided that I didn't want to go because I felt sick, but as soon as I found out we were going to go see Apollo 13, I all of a sudden felt better. And hopefully that bought you a little time to think of somebody's name.
You know what? I'm just going to have to say Tom Hanks movie.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you. No.
There's one other actor in that film. Oh, no. I take it back.
Mm-mm. No, you
Too
don't.
Late. Too
Tom
late.
Hanks.
You
okay.
locked it in.
Tom Hanks movie, I'm
yes.
hoping. All right. Let's see. It's going to be a Toy Story, but I'm trying to think which one. I'll do Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3.
Cast.
And to pause for a second and a half. Because he brought up something that we need to mention to everybody who's played Movie Bluff before, but maybe haven't heard the new rules. Where whenever you mention a trilogy, any other movie within that trilogy or storyline cannot be mentioned for three movies.
Oh, okay.
Yep, just to keep us from
Sweet.
Bouncing around like
right.
a pinball within
right.
the same actors and series. So
yeah, challenge a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So I will say...
Pixar. Think Pixar.
Yeah.
Let's keep it in that wheelhouse.
Trying to go a little bit further than the obvious myself.
Yep. It's
tricky.
But let's... let's say... Yeah, let's just go with Tim Allen movie.
Galaxy Quest.
Ooh, good choice.
Mm-hmm. Cast.
Oh,
Sigourney Weaver cast.
Ah, good call.
So I'm back on the Galaxy Quest, aren't
Yes,
I?
You are.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Wee.
Who is...
There are a lot of names that you can come up with for this one.
Yeah. I that was one of the movies I saw when it came out.
I love that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I can think of three.
By Grab Tharsak.
Wait, oh my gosh, who is that female lead? I forget her name. No. Okay. I gotta pass. I'm slowing it up.
Okay.
So that means it's a cast of Galaxy Quest to Adam.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say Alan Rickman.
Very
okay.
Good.
And I'll say movie.
Dogma movie.
Um,
hey, microphone. You're talking into a microphone.
Sorry. I was trying to find my coaster.
Ah.
Let's see. Alan Rickman movie. Love Actually cast.
You should have learned from all these times where we keep throwing this movie at you.
I really should see this movie. Hugh Grant movie.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I will say
Hugh Grant.
Who? I'm going to say Mickey Blue Eyes.
Hug.
I'm also going to say movie.
Oh, Mickey Blue Eyes. Okay, thank goodness. Movie that he was in.
Oh.
That one's so cliche.
Fine.
Notting Hill cast.
Notting Hill.
I knew you were going to say that because I know the answer.
Come on.
There's some colluding going on here. I'm not liking.
No, it's more so that I know where minds go. When you think of Hugh Grant.
Right. No, there was the other one that I was going to do, but I can't remember what it's called.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Michael Caine movie.
I'm going to call shenanigans on his presence in that movie. Andrew, do you have a smartphone or...
He's got his laptop.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind, since you were the first person out in this, being the verifier. And
I would be honored.
You're the official judge.
Confirming awesome. That whether or not Michael Caine was in Notting Hill.
I feel like he wasn't.
My airport is searching.
We'll see.
I'm almost positive that he wasn't.
I think he was.
I'll show you my background.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It looks like part of that claymation I love watching at Christmas.
It kind of looks like one of those kind of crayon-y, waxy things where you can scratch away the dark part.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still
saying. And it's bright, colorful underneath.
But are you still trying to connect to the Wi-Fi?
Mm-hmm.
Dan,
the
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but you're still playing.
I know,
we have the Wi-Fi.
Oh. I'm not a contender for this movie.
Right,
yeah, but
if it comes
could,
to you,
it could be relevant.
Why don't you use my phone?
No, don't worry. It's
what's your
you can use IMDb on here.
What's your WEP code?
It's Dr. D-O. Don't worry. I bleep it out anyway.
Oh yeah. That's
capital D.
Wait, is it Dan 5G or
either or? Either
ooh, let's do 5G then. All right. What is it?
Capital D, lowercase R.
Doctor
19. Pepper. Pepper.
Andrew, here you go.
Don't worry, he's already logged.
Nice.
Oh, that was such a funny password, Dan.
I have the IMDb app on my phone.
Yeah.
It's been my password for a while, and it just works out well.
So did you always like the Teletubbies, or what was your deal with that?
See, he gets it.
Okay, what am I?
Notting Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Caine.
Boom.
Or more so looking at Michael Caine's resume and scrolling through it to the 90s.
We're going to have to do full cast and crew. See what we got.
Oh.
Well. Why don't you just type in Michael Caine and do 90s-ish?
Well, from the movie itself, we're not seeing him.
Nope.
But I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no Michael Caine.
Okay, fine. I'm out.
Yeah. Okay, so I have
fallen.
I will pick it up with Notting Hill cast going with Julia Roberts' movie.
Let's see. Runaway Bride cast.
Yeah, you gotta lean a little bit closer. You can't be that cash.
I thought I was leaning.
No, you're leaning back. Runaway Bride, so that's Richard Gere. Ooh. No, I'll just do movie.
Oh. I was gonna say I know three other people in that cast.
I had a first name but not a last name.
Okay. Richard Gere movie?
Still.
Chicago cast.
Okay. I'll do Renee Zellweger movie.
Bridget Jones's Diary cast.
Colin Firth movie.
No, I don't want to screw myself. Colin Firth. I already used that one. Colin Firth. You're in so much stuff, Colin Firth. And I... Okay.
That checks out.
So, that is valid, yes.
He is in a lot of stuff.
Colin Firth was...
Oh, God, what...
Shakespeare in Love, cast.
Oh, I was trying to think of the one with Amanda Bynes. So I will do... Ben Affleck movie.
Oh my God, I forgot he was in that.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
Gotta get off the British Isles for a second.
Our Town. Cast.
Oh my God. I'm going to say Bluff. Who else was in it?
Blake Lively.
Had no idea. Our Town. Our Town?
Okay.
Right? Our Town? That's the...
Shit, I had called your bluff without calling you because it's called The Town. Fuck.
Mm. Oh.
Yay. So I win anyway, though.
That's sad.
Yeah, I fucked it up on a technicality. Fuck. Oh, well. But I play by the rules.
It's important.
I play by the rules, too. That's what I thought the name was.
Yeah, and you got away with it.
Yes.
So
Andrew
Emily...
was the first one out after Emily got the first point. So Andrew starts, which means you have to put away the laptop.
Uh-huh.
Cheater McCheaterson.
He's doing research.
Yep, I'm just, I thought I heard.
Laptop goes away now.
But really quick, I'm not seeing Colin Firth in Shakespeare in Love.
He is in it. He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, so not up for debate.
No.
I'll put it away.
No, it if I accept it, then it just keeps going. We don't stop for error.
Right.
Just but like how I just got screwed.
But he
got
is it. In that.
It's a bluff.
Yeah.
Oh, so I start.
It's yeah, you start and it goes to Emily.
Okay. So we're going to you.
Yep.
Now, this is...
Start with a softball.
Softball. Oh, yeah.
We always like to get the game moving for a second first.
Oh, man. Let's...
Please be generous.
That's what softball is.
Let's do... I always regret what I say for a softball because... An idea for a softball
big,
for me is...
Big movie. Like something that people all right, know.
I'm on Big then.
Big. Ah. Gotta go back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, cast movie?
Let's cast.
Well, you kind of don't really have an option there.
So, hey, Tom Hanks.
Hey, Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks movie.
I can picture... The douchebag from that movie, not to go out too far off, was the dad from Home Alone. I don't know his name, but I know he was in both of them. Tom Hanks, I will go with...
Yeah.
You've Got Mail cast.
Such a good movie.
Meg Ryan movie.
Love her.
Sleepless in Seattle cast.
What do you do? Because I got two answers for this one.
I do too.
Sadly.
And you can't say Tom Hanks again.
I can't?
Mm-mm. He's been mentioned.
Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, thank God! Ugh. Oh!
Oh, no.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Movie?
Yeah, you only have one of two choices, movie or cast. So, movie, I will say illegal. No.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
yes.
You do.
Safe. Good save.
No. Harriet the Spy cast.
Oh my God, yes!
Throwdown. Even though I know that you know what it is. I just wanted to say it.
I see your throwdown and I raise you Michelle Trachtenberg.
Yeah!
Oh, I like her.
Movie.
Yeah, I like her too.
I got two.
She's in the Trachtenberg family slideshow players, but that's not a movie.
No.
Uh-huh.
That's
oh my gosh. Wait. She
come
was
on.
In a Wes Anderson movie.
Was she?
I don't think so.
Oh, I must want to bow it right now so I can look this up. No. I got this. She was in... Oh, my gosh. All right, I got to pass. Taking too long.
Am I right? I hope I'm right in thinking this is who she is. Is it... The same girl that's in Eurotrip.
Why is your mic screen all far away from your microphone? Because
she keeps touching it.
Eurotrip? Movie?
Yes, she was in Eurotrip. I'm going to go with The Adventures of Pete and Pete cast.
Oh.
Dang it.
Because I got some good ones for that.
She's in that?
Yeah, she's, Mona? Yeah, she's Mona. She always has the cast.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There are so many things that she's been in, dude.
Yeah, but I said Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, and you said cast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's mean.
No, it isn't. There are a lot of big names that are in that.
Never seen it.
Well, it's not to you. Yet.
Doesn't mean that's going to help me.
We'll see.
Katie and I were just watching this the other night. I need to think of, like, I just need one name. I
have a couple bridges that bounce around in here.
I used to know the name of one of the Petes, at least.
Again.
But it has faded from my memory.
There's some good ones. Mm.
Cheater McCheaterson, quit looking at the screen.
I can't see anything.
Hey, I keep my standard font setting in my computer very low.
Oh, okay.
Because I have very good eyesight.
Good.
I have
good
eyesight.
Okay, so...
What you got?
Bum, bum, bum!
There's a bridge with your name on it, but I'm not... I can't say any more than that, but...
I can think of a couple good ones off the top of my head.
The characters that I've seen in recent episodes.
Ooh, got another one. Thank
but
you.
But it's just not...
Anything?
No. I must...
Tell him he's bluffing.
Tell me somebody who was on the cast of that show, Dan. Because I know you know. And
I got
that'll be me bowing out.
Danny Tamborelli.
There you go. There he is.
That's the one I knew. But the one I just found
one
out. The one I found out on IMDb was Adam West.
Yes.
What?
He was in an episode.
He was the principal.
Yep.
Cool. But
I say it like I know, but really I just.
But Emily's still in.
Yeah, but it's Danny Tamborelli now. So I have the option of saying cast or movie.
Yeah.
But with Danny Tamborelli, I'm going to say movie.
Good.
I don't know who this person is.
He's a big Nick star. He was one of the biggest Nick stars of the 90s.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a stab out there. Drake and Josh?
No.
Damn.
Not the 90s. Sorry.
No, he was a part of the 90s.
Well, Drake
he
and,
was
Jake,
on
Jake and
Amanda
Josh,
though. Bynes' show.
That's not being a star, though.
What?
That's not starring in something. If you're just on the Amanda Bynes show.
Well.
He was on What Would
You
Do?
No.
Don't know who Danny Tamborelli is.
I thought you were out.
He was the younger Pete.
I am out now. Oh.
Well, she didn't actually lock in any sort of answer, so I was taking it as read that she didn't. Oh. But if you're bowing out, then he was the little ginger who was in Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm. All that.
Mm-hmm. Figured Out. That
was
a good one.
Figured Out, yep.
I've seen the Mighty Ducks, but like... twice.
He was the brother of the figure skater. No.
Wow.
So really completely disconnected from anything Pete and Pete related. Never seen it. Never. No.
See, I was going to go with Janine Garofalo.
I didn't have cable until I was in high school.
Chris Elliott.
Excuses, Emily.
Yeah, so now I have a point and Emily has a point.
Pinch.
Andrew, you were the first one out again, so you start, and it goes to Adam, and
I check the game clock and say
good
that we could get in one more point.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We'll do Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Okay. That's a good place to start. And I will say Orlando Bloom. Cast.
Right. I was like, he doesn't have a cast. But then I realized what you meant. And I said Jeffrey Rush cast.
Boom.
Jeff. Prairie Rush cast.
Oh. See, I you just did the same thing that I did. Jeffrey Rush doesn't have one either, unless he just recently broke his leg.
Why did you do that? I was so ready with a Jeffrey Rush film.
That's why.
Because I get a turn, don't I?
Keira Knightley.
Oh, thank you.
Wait.
Movie.
There we go.
Okay. I see what you did. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World cast.
Has not been released yet?
It's in theaters.
Is
no.
For reals. No, it's in theaters. That counts, right?
What?
I did not know that it had already been released.
I didn't think it had either.
I'll take it. I mean, I know who else is in it, but I thought it hadn't been released yet.
It came out last week, and like, it's kind of rough coming out against you know, Moonrise Kingdom and, you know, what else.
I don't even know what this is. Stuff.
I don't either.
I do. Oh, pick me.
Yeah. Over here. There's a lot of good people in that movie.
It's his turn.
First name that comes to my mind, which is probably right.
Ooh, I like this confidence.
Hugh Jackman casts. Movie. What am I thinking?
I don't think Hugh Jackman was in that movie.
I bet he was.
He's not.
He's in the background. He played Wolverine.
Just wandered through. Hey, guys.
Hey, bub.
He's got a cameo. Oh, wow.
He, like, cuts a helicopter in half, and then he leaves. Oh.
But instead, I'm going to say Steve Carell movie.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah. Where it's Frumpy Keira Knightley.
Gotcha.
You're going to let me live? No.
I would say
no. I said no. He wasn't
I'd
in
say,
that.
I would say approachable. I'd say approachable. Nope. Keira Knightley.
You said Steve Carell movie.
Yes. Because Hugh Jackman movie to Steve Carell movie doesn't really sync.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh,
cast.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I
gotta buy
oh my
this
gosh.
Movie.
Oh wait, no.
I love this actor. I love this
Oh
one.
My gosh. I remember that was one of those movies where the trailer was just like Steve Carell. Josh Groth.
It's Mr. Slappy McSpanky Pants.
Oh my gosh.
Emily's favorite actor.
I know this. I got this.
I met him.
and thank you for giving me the answer because I needed a backup.
Hang on.
Slappy McSpanky Pants?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Date Night with Tina Fey. That's not my
answer.
I
was going to say Date Night.
I know. And I
Don't
that
you wish I
that
had.
That would have helped me, but...
Yeah, there are a couple of good
this
ones
is,
that you can throw from that, too.
Christina Applegate?
No.
No. No.
Stop giving him hints.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd locked it in.
No, you have to lock it in by locking it in.
I was just talking about Christina Applegate. I didn't lock that in. I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
See?
I was just like talking about how people with fruit in their last name are especially cool. So, but no, my real answer was Charlize Theron. So lock it in.
And
cast? No, movie.
Well, Theron, you're movie. Wrong too.
Okay. Well,
hey,
I tried to play
it
off.
That's my call to make.
He's wrong. We've seen the movie.
He's
we
wrong.
Know that he's not that she's not in it.
But I'm the one he's trying to bluff.
No, you're out.
No, you're this is out.
What?
Wolverine.
Oh yeah, I am out.
Dude,
never mind.
What
I'm
are you
sorry.
Talking about?
I wasn't paying attention. Obviously,
no.
It's obviously. Been a long day.
Because you're talking about Pansy McPantsy Pants Pants Pants
and Slappy McSapperson.
Yeah. No, that's not his name.
Pansy Pants Pants Pants. I'm gonna say Ryan Gosling. And movie.
Oh, so wish you'd said cast.
Why?
Though
I could. Ooh, there were a good.
There was a nice amount of people in that film.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's like I said, it was one of those movies where it's just like. It's one of those like Gary Marshall things
you
where it's just like all cast.
Movie?
Blah, blah, blah.
Mahuve.
And blah, blah, blah.
Ryan
and
Gosling.
Blah, blah, blah. And blah,
the
blah,
notebook.
Blah. And blah, blah, blah.
Cast.
Rachel McAdams movie.
The Vow. Cast.
That one will take me a second.
Oh, no. No, I got.
The Vow.
I would have had this one.
Because I know what movie you're talking about, but I'm worried that I'm thinking of the same movie, but with just slightly juxtaposed actors, so I'm going to say Channing Tatum.
Damn yes. it.
You Thank you it. For validating yeah. that before you, I locked it in.
It wouldn't you knew have mattered you had if you had it.
You knew you had it. Come on.
No, no. I thought I was thinking of the Dear... What's his... Dear John?
Dear John.
Oh, fuck.
Because that's like right along the same lines. Like, oh, look, Channing Tatum does the same movie over and over again.
Kind of, yeah.
Channing Tatum. A
little bit.
Channing Tatum. Oh. Yeah, I'll say movie.
Jump Street.
Ayo.
Yeah, he was in that. Cast.
Can you give the official title of the movie?
Jump Street 21. 21 Jump Street, I bet. 21 yeah. Jump Street.
There you go.
And then you said, sorry.
Cast.
Playing loose and crazy tonight.
There's the obvious.
Well, there's the obvious, but I'm worried. Oh, yeah, no, it's Jonah Hill. For some reason, I was thinking Jonah Ray, but no, we kept going back to the Nerdist conversation, so that was him. So, Jonah Hill movie.
Let's do Get Him to the Greek cast.
Oh. I need to think for a second, but I'm pretty sure I have my answer. Oh, what the fuck was he in?
Oh, come on. Don't.
No, I'm...
You got it.
I just have to get the follow-up to this. Well, okay, I'll do it this way. I'll say P. Diddy, but I will say cast.
That's a kill right there.
I couldn't think of where that would go. Yep. I just had to get bail out on that one.
Yep.
But I wanted to say it anyway.
And his name...
Puff Daddy Combs?
But you said cast.
I did.
So now I need to remember the name of the other lead in this film, who I know.
Or the...
I know him.
Slew of...
The British actor. Other people. That's the one that I'm thinking of. Slew of other people.
That are in the movie?
Trying to think of the slew. I mean, I know... Peggy
Michael
from Mad
Caine.
Men is in it, but I can't think of her.
No,
actual
Michael
name.
Caine was hanging out with Wolverine in that
Michael
one, right?
Caine. Yeah.
I had his Slippy name McSlappy as soon as Pants. I said that movie. His name is Richard Brandt, right?
And then.
Or is that his name? Or Michael Brandt?
Or is it?
Or Slappy McSlap Slap.
No, Russell Brandt. Woo! Russell Brandt. And he... Did you say cast or movie? No, I get to say.
Yes.
Movie.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
It's Russell Brand, by the way, not Brandt.
We're American. Yeah, I'll say Forgetting Sarah Marshall cast.
Mila Kunis movie.
Black Swan.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Cast.
Natalie Portman movie.
Oh, so many places to go with this. But I will do the easy one and say Garden State cast.
Oh no. What's his name?
Oh no!
Because
I have three answers for this one.
I know his name. Oh no!
Oh, this will be a perfect note to end on too. Unless we keep going.
What's his name? Oh! Zach Braff. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zach Braff. Movie. Oh yeah, do movie.
I have to. Shit.
Yay.
What's the name of that one? Because I want to do a hard one to kill this thing.
I'm so excited.
I want peanut butter and banana on toast.
What?
We have peanut butter.
No bananas. No, well, no toaster, so it's kind of a challenge.
To moot point.
Yeah, I know. I wish I'd liked it more, so I guess I can't say that one. But I will say Scrubs cast.
It could be anyone that's ever been on the show, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Anyone who's credited.
Oh, let's see.
I can't think of anyone who was in The Last Kiss. It got,
The Last Kiss, I can think of three.
Yeah, see, that's why I bailed out.
Oh, love that. That movie is awful.
Yeah, it was.
Let's see. Let's do Heather Locklear. Movie.
You're too far away from the mic.
Yeah, you,
Heather Locklear, movie.
No, no, you don't have to yell it. It's just that you need to move forward. Because you're relying heavily on the pillow that's not very well worn.
Just what you do is you pretend you have a mustache, and then you just want to get your mustache really close. And then just ride like that.
Heather Locklear, I will say Spin City cast.
Michael J. Fox, movie.
I like playing along on my laptop as you guys are
just following along.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that one. So I will.
It's like a children's book on tape.
It is.
When you hear the sound, turn the page.
To our listeners at home, we're at Heather Locklear.
Back to the Future 2 cast.
No. What's his name? Oh, no. What's your name?
Andrew?
Michael Caine?
No, shush.
Wolverine?
Not nice. You don't do this to other people.
No, we were just bringing up things that had come up before just to kill some dead air. That...
You did ask what my name was, too, by the way.
Yes. We were just identifying ourselves. Michael Caine, Wolverine.
Imogen. Imogen Poots.
His name
is also
is something that so many films. What's your name, Doc? What's your name? I know your name. I know it.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
His name is
optimistically going to occur in the next 30 seconds.
Nope.
What?
Cool.
It's turning into the shore sound that you were doing before. Just...
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Now people will start falling asleep to the episode.
You're good at that. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm on Siesta Key.
Well, Dan is helping, too, this time.
I'm adding the breeze that's coming from the wave.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
The whales are close to shore now.
What's her name? You know, the mom. Her name is... I know her name.
It's been a nice full minute at this point from when I said 30 seconds.
Christopher something. Christopher...
Got a guess.
The only name that's coming to my mind is Christopher Plummer, and it's not that!
Gotta say something.
I concede. Bluff.
It was Christopher Lloyd, you were really close.
Oh,
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd!
Or Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover!
I can never remember his name.
Crispin Glover! No!
I can never remember his name.
Yell into the microphone.
I knew his name.
If you feel compelled to yell, back away.
You guys keep telling me to lean in.
Back away from the mic.
That's because you talk really loudly when you're far away to compensate, but it doesn't work, so you keep that same volume as you come closer. But since you are so wound up and ready to speak, do you have any plugs that are going on from Friday on that you want to mention to people?
Sure. I will be out at the Belle Plaine Parade promoting the Minnesota Renaissance Festival on Saturday morning. So if you feel like driving all the way out to Belle Plaine, which is in the middle of nowhere,
it's not, come on.
You'll see. Oh, excuse me.
It's in Carver County. It's not that far from where I live.
Yeah, it's forever.
I disagree, but
it's like continue. A half an hour from Shakopee. So that's my plug. If you want to support Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Or parades.
Parades, mostly.
That, too. Or maybe, hey, you just wanted to come to a parade. There's also one in Hopkins. But I won't be at that one, because this one's worth more points.
Andrew.
How about you?
Yeah, I have some stuff to plug, actually.
Pulling up the list?
Oh, yeah, my itinerary is crammed. So, Saturday is Woody Guthrie's birthday, so I'll be enjoying that. That'll be good. And then in general,
be friendly with your microphone.
I will have I'm producing a show. I'm doing Factory Fresh 2 sometime towards the end of July. You can follow me on Facebook at, oh my gosh, just look, wait, I know this. Don't worry. I think it's facebook.com. First of all, you got to get the HTTP.
://
facebook.com/ andrew.lee.nelson. No, that's my email. It's andr3wn3l. So that's my address. I'll be producing that show. We got John Mark Nelson. We got Tyrannosaurus Ruckus. We got Stinko of Minneapolis rapping fame producing the sequel to my first one. That'll be good. And then I'm at the Minnesota Old Time Bluegrass Festival coming up 9th through the 12th. Come on down. Stop by my tent. I'll be playing my guitar.
Where is it?
It's in Richmond, just north of St. Cloud, I want to say, but at a Rancho Manana, which is the ranch of tomorrow, out on Long Lake. It's a great festival. Buy tickets now. I want to plug them because that is a great festival for bluegrass enthusiasts. And
cool.
Other than that, add Vitamins 3 on Twitter.
Excellent.
Adam, how about you?
Well, go see the Rembrandt exhibit at the Minneapolis Institute of Art.
So jealous you went without me.
It was fantastic.
You suck.
I went last weekend.
Do you know how long it's running?
It is running through September, late September. I don't recall the exact date. It might be the 30th. It might be the 26th. But it just started end of June, so you've got some time. Definitely go check it out. It was absolutely fascinating and breathtaking works of art. And of course, there's plenty of other stuff at the MIA to see as well. So yeah, there. Go and get yourself cultured. Damn it, gold darn it.
Minneapolis Institute of Art is one classic place.
Yes, indeed. And then, of course, I'm on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN and on Last FM at @Adman7. And that should do it for tonight. Dan, what do you got?
Well, finally saw Cake. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Good times.
Basilica Block Party.
Basilica Block Party was good. I think the next thing that I'm going to be going to would be Jimmy Pardo at Acme at the end of the month. I think it's the 27th.
I believe you are right.
But there is like some tomato festival.
All right, down in Afton.
Up in Afton, Alps.
Up in Afton. Right. No, wait. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, and it's a Midwest Tomato Fest. And
over in Afton.
Yes. It's MidwestTomatoFest.com. Go check it out. Basically, it's a really, really big tomato fight. And last year, I think like 2,000 people participated, but they're imagining a lot more will come. It is $40 to get in.
Ugh.
But I don't know what's included with that, so go to MidwestTomatoFest.com.
A bushel of tomatoes.
Some goggles.
Some goggles, sure. Tomato gloves. Is that a thing?
I'd imagine.
Tomato gloves?
Something.
I would, you know.
A lot of those upside down planters just sitting everywhere.
They're called Topsy Turvies.
Topsy Turvies, right? Thank you. And then other than that, I am on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. And I think that's it. So thank you both for being on the show. And thank you, everyone, for listening to episode 42.
Of Buffering, the podcast.
See you next week.
Goodbye.
Adios.